This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. Before I get back to these calls real quick, 877-377-4373. I just want to point out the latest example again of the relationship between the street communists and the elite communists. Two different groups, remember. Two different groups. They work together and rely on each other, but two different groups. The elites are the ones who actually have the power. They're only in it for money and power. They're generally not true believers. They'll pretend. They'll pretend because it helps them gain power, but they're not true believers. Then there's the street communists. The elites need the streets to commit acts of violence, vandalism, social unrest. You need somebody murdered, the streets will be there. All you have to do if you're Chuck Schumer, stand up, give a speech, threaten Brett Kavanaugh with the whirlwind, and you understand that some nut job is going to take that as marching orders, and he's going to go from California and try to murder Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
And right after that, an assassin got on a plane to murder Brett Kavanaugh. By the grace of God, he failed. So that's what the elites get out of it. You get bodyguards, thugs, active people. But what do the streets get out of it? Well, here you go. Latest example right here. Remember when they had those big protests on Columbia's campus a few weeks back? It's hard to remember because you wake up, there's a new protest every day in this country, some dirty street commie going crazy. But you remember those, of course. They were big. And you remember at one point in time, they took over a building, hostage situation. It was bad, really, really bad. Story drops today. Alvin Bragg's office out of Manhattan, dropping all charges. 30 of these people drops charges citing a lack of evidence. That's what the streets get out of it. The elites get the violence they want and need. That helps them gain power, helps to create angst. Angst and misery in a society always helps the powerful. They find ways to get more powerful. The streets get a get out of jail free card. It has been understood in this country, and this has been the way it's been on the ground, especially in blue areas, for a long time. It's just way more brazen now. The streets get the ability to act like the animals they are, free of consequence. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. This is part of my frustration with where we are as a country when it comes to so many different things. My frustration is the problem is not that deep and it's not that complicated, and it could be fixed relatively easy and quickly if we had the will and power to do so. You understand how quickly you could not only secure the border, but get 30 to 40 million illegals out of the country? The border is easy to secure. Here's a gigantic wall. There's a moat. Here's armed agents with guns at the border. If you try to cross our border illegally, you will be shot dead. There. Boom. Border policy. Done. You turn the first group that shows up at the border around at gunpoint. You don't even hand them a bottle of water. You tell them, turn around and head back south. At gunpoint, there won't be a second group. Boom. You already stopped the flow. How do you deport the people here? Well, rounding them up would be a painstaking thing. So instead, if you had the will to do so, every single time they come into contact with any authority, they are immediately arrested and deported. Here in this country, illegals will march down the street in mass, broadcasting that they're illegals. They're so comfortable. If you get caught jaywalking, deported. If you seek out medical care, deported. Immediately, your citizenship status is looked at, up, illegal, deported. You would filter out millions, and millions more would view this country as hostile to them, which it should be. Deported, gone. Again, easy to fix. We won't do it. We won't do it. We can't seem to bring ourselves to do it. When it comes to these dirty street communists, you know, I saw they spray painted Stonehenge. You know, that the stones, the weird stones, you've seen pictures of them in England, Stonehenge. And all the climate commies, they're spray painting Stonehenge, and they're ruining Monet paintings, and they're gluing themselves to the streets. And, how do we stop this? It'd be easy to stop it. Automatic 10-year sentence. Boom, gone. Automatic. Mandatory minimum sentence. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're off to state prison for 10 years. You'd never have another one. Period. No matter what kind of bail fund they have, no matter what, it wouldn't be worth 10 years in prison. So it'd stop. We could stop all of this like that. It's paper thin. What we lack is the will. And that's my frustration. That's my frustration. All right. Let's dig into these. Tim, Reno, go.
I've been in a Joe Biden freeze because you got to answer me. Did you get the churrito with cheese?
Oh, I should have finished the story, Tim. Okay, Tim. So I was going to get the breakfast tacos. And I ordered the chorizo eggs and cheese this morning, and I was lamenting how she was repeating it back to me and whatever. And no, I didn't get it. They didn't have any more chorizo egg and cheese. In fact, she offered me what Jewish producer Chris tried to suggest earlier, potatoes and eggs and cheese. I didn't ask for friggin' potatoes, and so I said no. I went on. Besides, there was this new local bakery I wanted to try. I've talked to you about this before, and I don't always succeed, okay? But I'm trying to shop locally whenever possible. Small businesses are being attacked relentlessly by this administration. It's become policy now that big businesses have partnered with the government. Just shop local when you can. There was a new local bakery, decided to pull in. I'm mad at myself it took so long. Freaking glorious. Bunch of little old ladies in there serving up cinnamon rolls. With a smile, pleasant, can we get you another cup of coffee? I got a little bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. And then instead of mayo, because I was going to ask for mayo, they put some kind of garlic herb spread on it. Oh, my gosh. And it wasn't one of those garbage powdered eggs, which tells you everything you need to know. In fact, she even said, how would you like your egg? And she was so sweet. And I said, well, I wouldn't mind if it was a little runny. And she said, we'll do that for you, sweetheart. She even called me sweetheart. And then she brought it to me, and oh, it was drippy and delicious. Gosh, I'm starving now. Anyway, Stephen, Allentown, go.
Mr. Ken.
Lost him. Ken, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, I always wanted to call in to give you that story you tell sometimes about when you were in sales and those two little hellhounds took a header off of that steps and ruined your sale.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a General Motors dealership. I had this up. I spent, Jesse, all day with these people, a husband and a wife, probably in their mid-30s. I knew right off the bat they could handle it. They were looking at the most expensive conversion van on the lot. So I spent all day with them, took it up to see if it would fit in their garage, see if it would climb the mountain, blah, blah, blah. Get back into my office. I've already spent the money in my head. It's already been gone.
Mm.
So they're sitting there. Everybody's happy, smiling, and it's real quiet in there, and I'm filling out paperwork. So I look up at the woman, and I say, well, when you do?
Oh. She says,
do for what? That puckering sound you heard was me. And I didn't want to talk to anybody for a week. I just didn't want to see anybody for a week. I stayed in my office.
I'm sorry, brother. You know, I already hung up, but allow me, if you're in sales or you're going into sales, because I've made mistakes like that, not that specific mistake, but you sales guys, please hear me now. Don't talk yourself out of a deal when they've committed, when the answer is yes. I know you've gotten to know them, and I know it's tempting. That's the time to shut up. That's the minefield, and anyone who's ever been in sales has done it. Are you sure you like the color? Well, I'm not sure I do like the color. Let me look again. You know, do you have any other colors? Now I'm not sure about it. Boom, sale, gone. Once the yes is done, once you have closed, shut up. The most difficult thing to do in sales, and maybe the most important thing, shut your friggin' mouth. Claim you got laryngitis, all right? All right. We're going to bring up this Russia-North Korea thing, some more illegal talk. I'll get some more of these calls, 877-377-4373. I hope Steven calls back because I accidentally hung up on him. Anyway, let's talk real quickly about your dog. You see, our dogs die too early. And what is worse than that? My wife's sister actually just lost her dog. It was a couple weeks ago. They're still a mess about the whole thing. Your dogs become part of your family. And yet we give them dog food every meal. Why do we do that? Because we don't know any better. That's why. We think we give our dogs dog food when we give them, or we think we give them nutrition when we give them dog food. We don't. It's brown. Why do you think it is all the dog food is the same color? Because it's all dead. They kill it all at the factory. They just cook all the nutrition out of it. It's nothing in it. Rough Greens is giving your dog life. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. Give your dog the gift of a longer life, a healthier life. You'll be at the vet less often. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Of course, the week is almost over. Do not forget to get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. How much clearer can I be?
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to do
Hey, Jesse, I was listening to you talk about how the street commies want to become elite commies, but they have to become civilized first. It got me thinking, how well cooked does a street animal need to be in order to be palatable to their elite peers? Do they have to be well done or simply medium rare? Well, look, if you're a street animal, and most of the elites start out as street animals. I shouldn't say most. Many of the street animals start out, or elites start out as street ones. They all want to be elites. They do. They pretend like they don't. Ah, we'll take it to the man. Take down the man. Oh, shut up. You're dying for a private jet. You're dying to eat fancy steak dinners and a nicer apartment and a nicer... Oh, stop. You do. They all want to. So who gets to? Who gets to stay, I should say? Well, it's not that the elites necessarily care what you do or don't do, what you believe or don't believe. I just need to explain this again. It's just so critical that everyone understands this. We have now, because we're a late stage republic, this happens in late empires, empires that have been powerful for a while. The people who run the place, this is not just politicians. It's not just Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, but they definitely are in on it. The business leaders, the professors, the elites of our society, the ones who run the institutions. They don't love the country. Many of them hate it. They just want to loot it. That's what everything is. There have been all these stories out recently about Joe Biden's this plan. Oh, he dedicated $42 billion. I just saw one earlier today. He dedicated $42 billion to high-speed internet, and it hasn't connected to a single home. There's all these stories out there all over the place. Well, why do these things happen? None of this is about doing anything but handing money out to their friends. That's all everything is. Looting the treasury. America, to these people, is a bank vault. They're looting it. You ask what the street animals, how far can they take it? Look, you can do whatever animal stuff you want to do. Don't risk what I've got going on. Don't risk. I'm here in the bank vault. Me, all my rich friends, me, Bill Gates, John Kerry, Mark Zuckerberg, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, and John Cornyn, we're all in the bank vault. We're grabbing all the gold and money and handing it to all of our friends. What you do as an animal, I don't care. You can come in the vault with us and loot. But what you cannot do, what they will never allow the street animals to risk their power, to risk them getting caught. That's why Jamal Bowman, even if they don't get him this time in New York, they'll get him the next time. They tried to primary him already. Remember, Hillary Clinton got in on it. Why? He can't freaking control himself. He's pulling the fire alarm. He's dogging on Jews every chance he gets to the camera. He's creating problems for them. It's not like they have a problem with anything specifically he does. He makes them look bad. He risks their power, and therefore he's gone. Why? Have you noticed that Ilhan Omar and Jamal Bowman each have primary challengers, establishment primary challengers, yet AOC doesn't? Why do you think that is? AOC decided she was going to stop being a pain and she was going to play ball. So when Joe Biden's running in a primary in Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, a bona fide street animal, she goes out and tells people not to vote for him. She's going to be gone at some point. Joe Biden goes into the Bronx. AOC stands right there beside him, endorsing him, giving him speeches. AOC gets to stay. The animals have to go. That's how that works. Just don't create problems for them, all right? All right. Steven, I hung up on you. Pennsylvania, go.
You did. Thanks for that. No, I want to ask you, have you ever had a deer in your house?
In my house? No, on my back porch, never in my house.
I didn't plan on it. I actually had a deer follow me into my kitchen, and I wasn't planning on it. But that gives you some idea. I live in between an apple orchard and a cornfield, and I have deer all the time. And nobody anywhere within a mile of where I live wants to vote for Joe Biden.
Not sure what's going on. Tom in Spokane, go.
Well, Jesse, as far as Rachel Maddow goes, Joey Behar, Joe Scarborough, Robert De Niro, all these outlandish predictions they have about Trump if he wins, I think a good solution would be to offer them a wager and put their money where their mouth is. It would probably close their mouth fairly quickly.
Russia and Korea sign a partnership deal that appears to be the strongest since the Cold War. This is nothing that obviously we can act on or nothing we need I shouldn't say nothing we need to worry about, because it's definitely a point of concern. But Russia, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, and China, they keep getting closer and closer and closer and closer. Now, some of this is just natural. Whenever nations start looking for friends, they'll look for common enemies, and that's how a lot of this goes. But it is something to talk about. If three of the world's nuclear powers, North Korea, China, and Russia, if they're going to join up together, that's a big deal. Also, I forgot to correct myself. I made a mistake earlier this week. When I said there was fencing going up around the Supreme Court, I don't know that I've ever done this before. I brought you fake news. There were several news reports from legit news outlets that the fencing was going up. Either they got it out and didn't put it up or whatever, but it didn't end up going up. So I don't know whether or not I lied or whatnot, but the fencing did not go up. Also, on the Supreme Court, if you were waiting on rulings for today about Trump and how immune Trump is he all the way immune, not immune? We didn't get any of that stuff today. They did some rulings, but had nothing to do with any of this Trump immunity stuff. All right? All right, let's knock out some emails, just some legal talk, and a couple other things. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to leave me rave reviews discussing how handsome I am. It makes my day. Have you ever heard of core power yoga? Core power yoga. There's a million different kinds of yoga. It's how women stay hot, whatever. But these guys decided to put out an email for Juneteenth. I'm just going to read you. I'm going to read you the email from the CEO of Core Power Yoga. This is the Juneteenth email. Are there special foods served on Juneteenth? Aside from barbecue, the color red has been a through line for Juneteenth food for generations. Red symbolizes the bloodshed and sacrifice of enslaved ancestors. A Juneteenth menu might incorporate items like barbecue ribs or other red meat, watermelon and red velvet cake. Drinks like fruit punch and red Kool-Aid might appear at the table. So, sounds like the Juneteenth meal at Core Power Yoga was off the chain. Serving up some ribs and watermelon and Kool-Aid. You guys are doing great. Absolutely doing outstanding. The world's largest airline. Gosh, I can't. Quit. I got to focus. The world's largest airline pilots union tells members to be more inclusive and stop saying cockpit and manpower. Golly, this is the Airline Pilots Association International. I now am getting a better understanding. I never realized the pilots union was so freaking awful, but we get emails. There are so many pilots who listen to the show. You know, pilots do a lot of podcasting. They just do. Look, you're on a 15-hour flight overseas. You're going to pop a headphone in your ear, I assume, every now and then. Who knows? But I get so many pilots listen, and they email in and complain about their union. I never realized the pilots union was as bad as it is until now. It's not hard to dog on a teacher's union. You find a good teacher, they'll complain about the teacher's union. Apparently, the pilots union sucks, too. What else are you supposed to call it? It's the cockpit. I guess... You know what? I'm not going to dig into any of the history of any of that. That'd be a bad idea. Alex, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks. I just had a question. I'm not sure if you have heard of this new up-and-coming star similar to Alex Soros. His name is Fergie Chambers. I was reading this article from the Rolling Stones, and he sounds like he wants to militarize Antifa-type folks, leftist in America, to dismantle the U.S. I mean, it's going to make the brawls of 2016 in Portland look like child's play, but this guy has inherited a bunch of money from Cox Enterprises, a big conglomerate. I just don't know if you've heard of him yet.
I have heard of him, and you're right. It's a huge problem. Look, we've talked about this before on the show. It's honestly, it's amazing how many of the communist leaders from the past were rich kids. It's the most common strain. Lenin was a rich kid. Mao was a rich kid. Pol Pot was a rich kid. Pol Pot not only grew up right next to the king, you know, they had a king. He grew up right next to the king. His dad was good friends with the royal family. He grew up in palaces. He learned how to become a dirty communist in Paris. He went to France on some fancy foreign exchange student university program, and that's how he learned to become a communist, goes back home, takes over his own country, and wipes out 25% of the population. Che, that loser all the college kids have on their t-shirts, Che Guevara, freaking rich kid. They're all rich kids. Allende, you name them. Commie after commie after commie after commie. There it is a strain, a common strain that goes through almost all of them. I think Stalin is one of the only ones who wasn't. Stalin was just a straight thug. That's what Stalin was, a murderer and a thug. There is, I don't know whether, I say documented. I don't know whether I believe it or not. Remember, I love history. You love history. However, the sources we have, we can only deal with the sources we have, but the sources we have aren't always reliable. If you want an example, look at today. Look at today. If you fast forward 500 years from now, America will be gone, of course, but we'll have all kinds of data out there. How much, because of social media and everything online, how many things will be written down, but they'll have to condense America for the textbooks of the future. So the picture of American history massively condensed. Let me ask you something. If they go over the Trump era, if he even gets a blurb or a paragraph, and it's wild to think, but most presidents won't. He probably won't. But if there's a Trump paragraph, if someone's studying American history, will they learn that Trump colluded with Russia? You know they will. That'll be in the textbooks. The media ran with that story for 2 years. So just keep that in mind about history. Anyway, Stalin. There's a story that Stalin was out in a boat fishing with a friend, and his friend couldn't swim. And I've heard the story two different ways, that Stalin pushes him in or that the friend falls in. I tend to believe, if the story is true, I tend to believe the pushing thing, It's pretty difficult for a grown man to fall out of a boat. Granted, they are Russian. They're probably hammered. But it's difficult to fall out of a boat. Well, however, the friend who can't swim ends up in the water. And he's right there beside the boat. It's not as if he's way far away. He's right there by Stalin. Stalin's looking at him. And the guy's, help me, help me, help me. And as the story goes, Stalin just sat there looking at him to watch him die. Just watched his friend drown and sink. Stalin was a gangster and a bank robber, and he was a bad guy before he took power. Look, even Lenin was a world-class scumbag. Lenin even knew, don't let Stalin take over. Look, I've got the sniffles. I'm not in the best of health, so no matter what, I think we'll be fine here. Just please don't let Stalin take over. And the rest is history, I guess, as you could say. Johan, Florida, go.
Yeah, I think I got an answer to inflation, Kelly.
Go.
It's pretty difficult.
It's everybody charge half the profit price that they would normally charge, and inflation will go down.
That's so, the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Who told you that? Tawny, San Diego, go.
You probably don't want to talk with your hands, because then you end up looking like Bill Gates with his weird, creepy hands all over the place.
I don't look like Bill Gates when I talk with my hands. Tawny, you've seen me talk with my hands, I'm assuming. Do I look like Bill Gates?
No. By the way, can you play, we haven't heard her in a bit, Maria Salazar about freedom, not being free.
Yeah, you know what, Chris? Pull up some Maria Salazar. You are right. It's been too long since we played. See, we always play the end version
of
it.
You know, freedom is not free.
But we haven't played the Maria Salazar full version. While Chris grabs it, I want to remind everyone, because there's so many new listeners since then, since we used to play that one. Things come and go off the soundboard. Maria Salazar, this is an actual congresswoman from Florida. I swear on my life, this is a congresswoman. And right when the Ukraine-Russia thing was kicking off, there were some people proposing, you know, some really wild stuff. And that's not the whole point of it, Russia, Ukraine, any of that. The point of it is, it's staggering and frightening how dumb the people are who lead the country. You think, even if you hate them, you think surely they know more than you. Surely they have more education. They have staffers. People are teaching them things, right? They know stuff. Hey, Chris, how much do they know?
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
My favorite has always been the end. When she runs out of bumper sticker talking points, because that's all she is. She's got an IQ of 12. She has no idea what she's talking about or anything. They handed her a one page in bold letters. Here's your talking points. And she clearly runs out at the end, and she just hits him with the, listen, thank you. Gosh, these people run the country. Anyway, let's talk about headlines I didn't get to, maybe a couple emails I didn't get to. Maybe I'll even get to one of these calls or something like that. Also, have you heard about this pledge from IFCJ? The International Coalition Christians and Jews. What they do, they build bunkers and help people who are under rocket attack every day. Isn't it insane to imagine? Because we live in a relatively safe existence, isn't it wild to know that right now, as we speak, as you're hearing the sound of my voice, there might be rocket alarms going off where people have to scramble and head to a freaking bomb shelter. This is not World War II in London. That's today. IFCJ is over there helping, building these things, providing support and help and all these things. And they're not asking for anything. They just want people to sign a pledge. Right now, they're asking Christians specifically to sign a pledge. Hey, will you support? Show support. Please support. So I'm asking, go. I mean, who can't sign up for a pledge? IFCJ.org is where you sign the pledge. Support IFCJ.org. Sorry, you have to put the support in there. Support IFCJ.org. Go sign the pledge. They're going to deliver it to Netanyahu. It's going to be a big old thing. It'll be cool. All right. Support IFCJ.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here until tomorrow. Couple Supreme Court, couple things to watch out for tomorrow before the show. The Supreme Court decisions, the Trump immunity decision, just giving you a heads up. They're probably going to make that decision tomorrow. And as we talked about a little bit last night, night before, don't expect blanket immunity. These courts, you know how it goes. You've seen this before. They try to split the baby lots of the time. I don't think they're going to give Trump blanket immunity. No, he can't be prosecuted for everything and throw out all the New York convictions. And at the same time, I don't think they're going to say, well, prosecute him for anything, because they've shown time and time again by their public statements, they're worried about that can of worms, and they should be very worried about that can of worms. As soon as you get to a place where we are, where you could just prosecute the former president, that's generally towards the end. that was what the Romans were doing right before the Roman Republic fell and the Roman Empire began. So that was generally, that's not good. But watch out for that tomorrow. That'll be a big fatty. Speaking of big fatties, have you seen the new Disney Star Wars thing? No one's watching it. It's getting the worst reviews in the history of everything. And James O'Keefe did some undercover work like he always does. And the senior VP of TV at Disney, he was talking about the hiring practices. And man, that racism is starting to sound systemic, isn't it?
Certainly, there have been times where, there's no way we're hiring a white male.
Just kind of,
yeah.
It can be a little harder here. He said, there have been times when there's no way we're hiring a white male. That's what he just said.
Unspoken.
There are times when it's spoken, but
how would they say it?
No way we're hiring a white male. That's what they say.
I'll stop him. I could let him keep going. It's kind of hard to hear. It's crappy audio, so I'm not going to play it for you. It's undercover video. But they just flat out say it. No way we're hiring a white male. No, the new director has to be a lesbian. No this, no that. And then bomb after bomb after bomb. Why can't you turn on television anymore? I want you to listen to this. This is from a show, a medical drama on TV called New Amsterdam. I don't know. I don't watch it. But listen to this. Again, the communist is a religious zealot. He's really not political. He's religious. You, do you believe in something? Do you believe in Jesus? If you do, if you're one of the people who believes in Jesus, do you ever consciously set Jesus aside, or is he everything? Everything in life is viewed through the lens of Jesus. Well, understand that's how the communist does everything. Whether he's coaching t-ball, at the grocery store, when he sits down to write a television show, he is a religious zealot, and it frames everything he does. I kid you not, this is not a parody. This is a television show.
I had Cephas answer some questions from a Harvard test known as UNREST. It is designed to measure someone's level of social resistance.
Social resistance.
When people like us oppose the values and policies of the dominant culture.
That's right.
And what does that have to do
with? Your son, he feels threatened on a daily basis. Like everything he's earned can just be taken away. He's disenfranchised. But because his life is seemingly free from all this, because he can't name it, he's internalizing it.
Name what?
Racism. I think your son's tumor was caused by racism.
We didn't make that up. That last quote, I think your son's tumor was caused by racism. Again, just set everything else aside, whatever, the ridiculousness of it. The communist is a religious zealot, and he brings his religion with him wherever he goes, to the classroom, the public library, television, the FBI, government, wherever he is, his religion comes with him, and it guides him through everything he does. Now, allow me to guide you. You need to go to chok.com. CHOQ.com right now. Don't wait. It's urgent. It's actually not urgent. It'll be right there. But just go to chalk.com right now and look at the natural herbal supplements from the anti-communist chalk. That's the best part about chalk. It's not even the supplements, which I do love. I take a male vitality stack every day. It's the fact that they share our values. We found each other. They reached out to the show to advertise on the show because of how hardcore they are. And they heard the show and they said, gosh, who's that guy? That's who we're signing up with. That's awesome, right? I love these guys. They'll help you. They'll guide you. There's female vitality stacks for ladies, and there's chocolate powder, and there's Chad mode for pre-workout, and there's armor, and there's so many things. I take a male vitality stack, whatever you're looking for. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a huge discount on subscriptions for life. So go or call them 50CHOQ3000.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden campaign creates special task force to mitigate cheap fake videos. Biden's campaign has an entire team designated to covering up for all his little incidents.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure going to
Hey, somebody get the team. Someone get the cheap fake team on it. Biden administration has, quote, lost 600,000 illegal immigrant children in the U.S. That's according to a former deputy border patrol agent. They bring the kids in. The kids are already assigned to work for a cartel doing unimaginable things. They come into the country. The administration flies them around the country with your money. And then the kids disappear from whatever home or foster home they end up in. They disappear because they're picked up by the cartels they work for in the country. And they live lives of hell, of absolute hell. And this is done on purpose by the people who run America. 52% of Americans in favor of conserving Confederate history. It's not Confederate history, it's American history. That's part of our history. You don't have to love it. You don't have to wrap your arms around it and wave the stars and bars. It's American history. That's your history. Good, bad, indifferent. I don't care what you think about it. It's American history. It should all be held up. It should all be learned about. You should email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. All 3 hours tomorrow belong to you, and we will have some fun. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.